the majority of them bring them to me.
Okay.
You know, I will set up, like, with a local agility training facility here close by, and we'll go and work on, you know, multiple dogs there because it's more convenient for everybody that way. You know, one person has to make the trip rather than 10. So, it makes it easier.
Hey, that's neat. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and close out the first hour here of Animal World, start up the second hour, and we're going to turn it right around, folks, get right back to Dr. Mike. We're going to do a little more catching up with him, because if you don't know, he's an author, too. Ooh, and Benny. How's about this? A vet writing murder mysteries.
Whoa.
And really creepy. Barn politics. Yeah,
wow.
It's a really creepy book. Anyway, so we'll find out if Mike's been doing any writing and what's going on with that. And we're going to have open phone lines. If you have animal medical care questions and would like to talk to Dr. Mike, you can give us a call anytime. I'll give you numbers now so you can jot them down. Local number 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. I was going to give you our live email address, but before I do that, Benny and I better powwow a little bit to make sure that he knows how to find our email. Because if he can't find it, there's no point in you sending it. Sort of makes sense, don't you think?
I think so.
Cool. All right. So, Mike, you hold on, and everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Chat with women.
This light, you're becoming my mother. I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our New Year's Eve edition. New Year's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. So they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, you can be in touch with us while we're on the air in a few different ways. And yes, guess what? Benny and I figured out how to access the Animal World email.
Yay!
Benny's just a miracle
worker. You
throw
something else at me, Martha. Yeah. I can do this.
Yeah. Yeah. That Gary just better watch out. Yeah, his job's going to be on the line.
He can do
here.
Sports.
Yeah.
Fine.
Whoa. Well,
okay,
yeah.
Calm
well.
Down.
Okay. Yeah. Calm down. Yeah. Okay. Where was I? Oh.
Talking about emails.
We found the email. So you can send us an email if you like, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, we have two copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For, available for you. We'll give away one copy in this hour, starting any time now. So if you have an animal medical care question for Dr. Mike, get on the phone right now. You could be the winner of Food Pets Die For. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
I'm looking at these emails. Has Gary even checked it?
Well, he only checks it on Sunday mornings.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, because there's stuff back in, like, June.
What?
Yeah. I think they're just promotional items, but still, it's kind of funny. Like, do you check up on Gary?
Well, no, I trust that. Now, maybe that's why you're here, Benny.
I think so.
So we do a little talking out of school here?
I guess.
So
maybe,
is he just, like, blowing off the emails or what?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Could be checking his Facebook or something, or I don't know. You might want to have a little heart to heart with him.
So I get to tell him next week that there's emails in there from June.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to do a little house cleaning.
Yeah, unless I'm looking at someone else's email, but I don't think so.
Well,
this
yeah,
is great.
You had our past. Well, yeah it can't be somebody else.
No, I've got stuff.
Well, is there anything recent in there, like from today?
No, not really. We've got a Northwest Stream Center Boardwalk Challenge from Tom Murdoch.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I've got that. That's in current events.
All right, that's current. That's and then All About Massage. A newsletter that's been posted.
Yeah, I've already got that.
Okay, so. And that brings us pretty much up to speed.
All right, then we're good. Okay, so we figured out email. So folks, if you want to test Benny, animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Bring it on.
I think we should keep Gary on restriction.
Yeah, Gary's in the doghouse.
Yes.
He's on IR.
Well, Benny would be in the doghouse too for wearing a Washington State sweatshirt into the studio here, but since he saved our butts.
Exactly.
We'll forgive him.
He gets to get away from
it. At this point, that's all I could find on the floor.
That was it, huh?
It still smells pretty good. You're lucky.
All right, so we're just glad you're dressed.
Yes. Well, that's okay.
Okay?
Next.
We're just glad you're dressed, and we'll give you a break for... he's got shoes on,
I've got my flip-flops, like, from where I ran the house. That's how fast I left the house. For y'all.
Did you get your underwear on?
I can check. Yeah, I think I'm pretty good. Yeah, things are pretty good down there.
And he's a goofball. He is.
That's what I do.
All right, so let's see. What did I tell you? If you want to be in touch with Animal World anytime, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. There are links to all of our sponsors on the homepage. Click on current events for all the current events items, shelters for shelter information, and there's just a lot of great stuff for you there on the website. And if you need to get a hold of me, phone numbers to contact me are on the website. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you've got a behavior training or healing issue with your animal friend and need some help, it's worth giving me a call at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360 217-7258-360-217-7258. You can send me an email via marthanorwalk.com or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. But I don't work via email, and it's always best to bug my voicemail, because that way you will definitely hear back from me. And let's see. I think that's about it. And the contact info. Oh, except to tell you that I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, and I'm writing about raising kittens. And if you want to pick up the paper, you can do so at lots of locations throughout the area, or you can read it online at www.newspiritjournal.com. All righty then. I think that takes care of business. Benny, you think we're okay?
I think we're pretty good. Yeah, I'm monitoring these emails. I'm monitoring Scotty, and yeah, see, he's happy with it. Someone's got
to
do it.
Well, yeah, but Scotty hasn't got anything to do, folks. So you better pick up the phones and give us a call because we need. Because you see, there's also possible, Benny, that everybody tuned in and heard the rerun stuff and didn't catch Lucas chiming in saying we'll be live as soon as we can figure out what the heck we're doing.
I think Lucas just is that he doesn't have that booming voice yet, you know.
No, he sort of has a smooth jazz voice. We forgot to tell him they're done.
Yeah, they're done.
They're done.
Smooth jazz is no longer, and now it's called 98.9 The Click.
The Click.
And
modern music. What the heck is that?
It's modern hits, actually.
Modern
hits? It's like, I guess if you want to combine some of the neighboring, I'm going to call them out. Star, The End. And let's go with maybe a little Kiss 106.1. If you blend all of those three stations on the FM side, they've kind of merged in into one. That's my opinion. That'd be my opinion.
Well, hey, so all the listeners of those other three stations can just tune them out and just tune into the New Click.
I think it's the best.
It's the same numbers, right?
Yeah, 98.9. Yes, The Click.
The Click.
So it's song.
Did they change the numbers? Because it was KWJZ. So did they change the letters?
They did, and
I'm
unclear of what those are at the moment.
Maybe KLIC or something.
Probably. Yeah, actually, that's pretty good. That's probably right down to it.
Yeah. Do you know? I mean, speaking of radio,
where they get those?
Yeah. How
they
do
have
they
to
make
apply
it,
for them?
Do they have? Do they get? Can they just like pick any? It always has to start with a K, and this doesn't that have something to do with the area?
It is because we are west of the Mississippi.
Oh, it has to be a K.
Yeah,
to
it's
start
W
with.
East of the Mississippi.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
There's
okay,
your radio one on radio
and then the other numbers don't mean anything. You can pick anything you want, but you have to apply to.
Well, when you apply, and you know, when everyone thinks of a new radio station, they go in through their little, you know, like hot spot as far as, you know, brainstorming and this is the idea we want, you know, let's take The Click, right? All right, we're gonna name it The Click. So then they start getting into like more details on brainstorming and description, and then they apply for all these different types of call letters and whatever's available, then they pick and choose.
Okay.
You kind of want to get it relatable, but there's a million stations out there that have something that's not even, or they've used it from a previous station.
Yeah. So it doesn't always match the.
No, as they try to, because it's, you know, it's branding, it's marketing.
Okay, so K west of the Mississippi and W east of the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be darned. Okay, there's our Radio 101 lesson for the day. So how about we get back to Vet Sunday? And folks, if you would like a copy of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For, we've got one for you, and we will be entertaining your phone calls. We've got open phone lines, because that's what I started to say, is Benny, I got distracted. Maybe everybody else did. They tuned in and heard reruns and thought, oh, they're not doing a show on Animal World. Of course, if you're a regular listener, you know we're always live.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, we get snowed out or something.
Well, but, I still show up for those, too.
And Benny still shows up for that, so we're always here. And we are live, and we would love your phone call. So we need to know if anybody's listening.
I'm like your little Benny in your hip pocket.
You are. See, I knew.
You just kind of feed me a little bit once in a while, kind of like pop a little treat in there.
A little treat in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, good boy, Benny.
Thanks.
Good boy. Sit. Speak.
I'm already sitting. See, I'm
quiet. Quiet. Down, boy.
Huh. See how it's quiet?
Very good. So anyway, we need to know if you're out there. So call us with an animal medical care question. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Without wasting any more time, let's get back to Dr. Mike Salewski from Hindsight Veterinary Care in, I think... Well, I know it's a Willamette Valley. I think it's Carlton. Let's find out. Dr. Mike.
Yes, that's correct. Carlton.
Carlton, Oregon, is that it?
That's correct, yep.
And I know it's kind of the Willamette Valley, but where actually in Oregon is that?
Well, if you go south of Portland and then a bit west of
mean, I can get to Portland in about 50 minutes if there's not too much traffic.
And how far to the coast?
We're kind of in the foothills before you sort of get to that coastal range. Anybody that knows where Hillsborough is, we're kind of straight south from that. If anybody knows where McMinnville is, we're about 5 miles from that.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
So, and how long a drive from the Seattle area?
Oh, gosh. Probably 3.5-4 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I think it's a 3-hour drive to Portland.
Yeah, and so that'd be about right. So tack on an hour to that, and if you were to get directly to my house, it'd be about right.
All right. So you've been down in that area since June.
Yes. Well, since about August. Yeah.
Since about August. Well, that's right. You ended up here in about June. You started down there about August, and you're calling your practice Hindsight Veterinary Care. We've established that you're working out of a home office, and that clients sometimes bring their dogs to you. And sometimes you do house calls. Mm-hmm. And then I think you come up to the south of our area here a couple times a month, don't you?
Yes, I work with Dr. Kathy Wendt out of the Sumner Veterinary Clinic in Sumner every other Monday.
Oh, okay, every other Monday. And so I would imagine that you're getting clients from all over the area in the Sumner practice, huh?
Yeah, mostly down south there. Dr. West's practice has a lot of agility dogs that go through that practice because there's a training facility on her property there. And most of them are there, local.
Okay. Well, now I'm wondering how, if you were doing the show for the first time and we didn't know you, how would you describe your practice and what it is that you do these days?
Well, I would say that what I am is that's a good question. What I do is really to all species. I mentioned dogs and horses because that's the lion's share of what I do. But I saw a cat last week. I've worked on rabbits. I've worked on cows, goats. But basically, what I'm doing is offering, what people collectively call the alternative, medicine in my practice. I work with a lot of performance animals. And so I provide chiropractic and Chinese medicine. So, Chinese medicine is going to be acupuncture and herbal medicine, along with sometimes doing dietary therapy, depending on the condition, that type of thing. And so we're really, a lot of times, I'm working along with people's primary veterinarian. In the case of, say, some complex diseases like cancer or epilepsy, and adding, the tools that I'm proficient with in with what they're doing. And then other times, I'm sort of the primary athletic performance guy for these animals. So they're young, they're healthy, there's really not a lot going on except with the wear and tear that occurs from doing athletics. And so I see, especially with the horses, I'm seeing mostly animals in the prime of their life. And then with the dogs, I see a good deal of performance animals and then like those complex internal medicine cases and geriatric patients. So there's a lot of times with what you would call conventional, I guess, veterinary medicine, you get an animal that's slowing down because it's getting older, and a lot of times there's not very good solutions for those types of general, wearing down type of problems in conventional medicine, and that's where I think the services I offer really shine in a lot of those patients.
All right, so we could say that one of the phrases I grabbed from you was chiropractic and Chinese medicine, which includes acupuncture and Chinese herbs.
Yeah.
So, and we could also label you as an alternative practitioner. And it sounds like maybe like with a specialty or an emphasis on performance medicine?
That's probably right. I mean, that's probably a good way to put it.
Okay. So the world of competition, training, and so forth with dogs has really expanded since the days I began, because I really started competing, training and competing with dogs in the early 70s. And really all that was available, you could compete in conformation for structure and looks, or in obedience. And then there was like field trialing. So I did all of those things. But now there are a lot of new worlds in the canine competition world, but the biggest one is probably the agility world.
Yeah, especially in this area, in the Pacific Northwest, the agility community is really big. And then if you get a lot of hunting dogs and herding dogs, is also very big, too, out here. So those are probably the three biggest disciplines that I work with. And then you have, again, obedience and the confirmation dogs as well, too, wind up probably rounding out most of it. And Schutzen, I mean, there's so many different, like you said, different sports now that people compete with.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Yeah. So when you're talking about athletic and performance dogs, primarily the biggest category is probably utility. Agility.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned, field trialing and hunting dogs and Schutzen and you even mentioned confirmation and pretty much confirmation. A competition is, the dogs running around the ring and being judged on their physical attributes and their bodies and how they look. Is there reason for confirmation dogs to see you on a regular basis for some reason?
For a lot of them, yes, because, it's not just standing still, it's movement. So they're watching these dogs move with a very critical eye. So if you have a dog, for instance, that is not extending through the shoulder or not pushing with the hind leg to show power very well, that's going to be, poorly seen by the judge. So you'll see a lot of that. And I will occasionally even run into some dogs that are having problems standing square because they're compensating for some pain somewhere in their body. So all of that really comes into the mix, even in the confirmation dog.
Wow, that's amazing that their structure might be okay, but maybe they're out of alignment for some reason.
Right, exactly, and it's very easy. I mean, a lot of these dogs just live normal dog lives, so they're still playing and wrestling and can wind up straining either things in the back or in the legs, and also too, you think about behavior. If you've got a dog, whether it's in the confirmation ring or the agility ring, that's having anxiety problems because of the crowds that are and the noises that are going on there.
Uh-huh.
I'll work with those dogs with acupuncture and herbs, or sometimes just a matter of that maybe their hair coat is suffering a little bit, so we might work with herbs or diet to try to get that going a little bit better. So there's a number of issues that you work with, even with those confirmation.
That's amazing the Chinese medicine and acupuncture can be applied to address so many different things.
Yeah, it's one of the more common questions that I will get from people is, can you help X? Could be anything in the spectrum. And the short answer is yes, because really, this is a whole system of medicine, so any problem that might crop up, we can address. Now, certainly there are some issues that are better seen through conventional medicine, there are some that Chinese medicine is much more helpful for. So it's a matter of, figuring out what tool is going to be best for which problem.
Well, now, as a generality, I'd say when looking at traditional or conventional veterinary medicine, as opposed to alternative, and when we're talking about, chiropractic Chinese medicine, which area is better at what, the first thing that comes to my mind would be an emergency situation, a hit by a car, acute emergency like that. In most cases, traditional medicine is probably going to be of most help. Is that a true assumption?
I think so. Emergency medicine, acute, bacterial infections. I mean, certainly nothing wrong with hitting those hard with antibiotics initially. Anything that's going to require surgery, obviously. Sometimes you'll have a much better outcome with surgery than you will with acupuncture for certain conditions, like a really badly torn, cruciate ligament, that type of thing. But with the Chinese medicine, it really shines, I find, in those chronic conditions. So, for instance, I see a lot of patients that have been on antibiotics, sometimes on off and on for years for a problem.
Uh-huh.
And that chronic infectious condition would usually respond better to Chinese medicine. Autoimmune diseases, I think, respond better to Chinese medicine than to the typical conventional medicine, you know, route of suppressing the immune system with steroids and the like. And so, you know, to a lot of these conditions, even pain conditions, that where, you know, the animals aren't responding, if you've got a chronic pain condition, anti-inflammatories, after a while, typically don't work very well, because in chronic pain, the body changes the way it responds. If in human medicine, I think they call it wind up, where you actually get changes in the neurologic system in the spinal cord. And so even after the inflammation is gone, you can have signals continuing to go to the brain that are saying, you know, there's still pain here, even if there's not a lot of swelling. And so breaking that cycle with acupuncture is sometimes a lot more effective than anti-inflammatory. There's
no
traditional methods for that, too.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, that's where you'll see people that are on, or people, animals that are on drugs like gabapentin, you know, or amantadine that are helpful in those situations. But I personally find that acupuncture is probably superior to that chronic pain syndrome, too.
Well, when you say chronic pain,
mm-hmm.
the most common chronic pain situation for a dog that I can think of would be an arthritic-type situation.
Yes.
Are there other kinds of chronic pain that our animals have to deal with that you find Chinese medicine helpful for?
Well, I guess you could classify it in the same category as arthritis, but a lot of these chronic degenerative back conditions where you might have a combination of pain in the low back as well as weakness from having some spinal cord impingement from disc disease, that type of thing. That's a very, very common condition that I'll work with dogs. Because just like with people, you know, the back pain in conventional medications a lot of times just don't work that well. And acupuncture, I think, can solve a lot of those problems, or at least improve a lot of them. You know, when you've got chronic pain, you're not going to cure anything. It becomes a management issue. And you can manage them with the acupuncture and herbs a lot of times very well, where, you know, the side effects of conventional medications are sometimes make it very difficult to go long term.
Yeah. Now, so let's say we've got a dog that has some chronic back pain, like you've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it's been on medication for a long time and all of that, but it's the anti-inflammatories that you talked about are really not doing the job. What's involved with acupuncture? Is it like come in and you stick needles in them and bang, they're okay? Or how does it work?
Well, you know, sometimes you will get a response that quickly. But most of the time, I usually tell people by the third acupuncture treatment, and these are treatments that are going to be anywhere from, say, a week to 2 weeks apart, depending on the case and the schedule, you know, of when people can get in with their animals. But usually the first treatment, they might leave and for the next day or two feel pretty good, but it usually doesn't last a terribly long time. But by the time you get to the third treatment, they're usually feeling consistently better and moving around a lot more, have better energy, just overall feeling a lot better. And then from there, you know, we try to figure out, well, what kind of interval can we use for maintenance? And going from there. And some dogs will respond quicker and some dogs will respond slower, but you should still be seeing that change in them over a relatively short period of time.
Okay, I'm just reading a note from Scotty here. Now, when you're doing acupuncture on a dog, you know, for anyone that's not all that familiar with it, you know, we know about the needles, and you got to stick needles in. So do you have to sedate the dogs to do that?
No. In fact, you prefer not to. A lot of the sedative drugs will actually interfere with the effect of the acupuncture. So I try not to. Now, I have had occasionally very severely painful animals, both horses and dogs, where maybe for the first treatment or two, they required to be sedated, and just really aggressively treated them while they were sedated, and then from there tried to go on to not using at all, but I certainly prefer not to. Most patients, they may be a little fidgety the first time that you're doing it, because, you know, a lot of times you're putting needles into painful areas in the body.
Uh-huh.
So usually during the treatment, they'll relax, and then subsequent treatments, they get better and better because it's less painful and they're getting accustomed to it. And they start to, I think, associate the treatment with feeling better, and so they're they're much better about coming in and doing that type of thing.
Yeah, I'm remembering way back when, Mike, in days past, in the last century, actually, one of my Wolfodies, Eddie Spaghetti, who I had a pack of wolf hybrids. They were Arctic wolf, coyote, and shepherd. And folks, I got to tell you, there are no more sensitive canines than wolf hybrids, and especially when they're high percentage wolf and coyote. So I was very picky about who could work on them and not. And I remember, Mike, you mentioned earlier, you know, a torn cruciate ligament, and that surgery was often, you know, best to address that. Well, my Eddie did blow out a knee and probably should have had surgery, but being a wolf hybrid and as sensitive as it was, I wasn't going to put him through that. And I, Mike, I remember you telling me, well, you know, surgery's it. And I'd say, well, we're not doing surgery, so you do your thing. And you had already been chiropractically adjusting him for a while, but then you started doing acupuncture on him. And I don't remember how long it took now. And I think you maybe even did some electroacupuncture at some point. And that's very cool, because that's when you put the needles in and then you stick, you know, little clips on with wires and run electricity through them.
Yeah.
But my point in all of this was that even as sensitive as Eddie was, he learned to just adore Dr. Mike, and he didn't have any problems with the needles at all. He was very comfortable with that. And the really good news was that you actually helped his knee heal from being torn up. I mean, the swelling never went away. It was always larger than the other knee, but he became totally pain-free and was able to run and jump and use the leg normally for the rest of his life. And that was just strictly doing chiropractic and then the acupuncture.
Yeah, you definitely have those cases where, again, whether it's because of the sensitivity of an animal or whether it's from a budgetary standpoint, I mean, I'll see this with disc disease where, you know, ideally, say you get a dachshund that ruptures a disc and is unable to move the hind leg. The ideal situation is that dog have back surgery as soon as possible. That's not possible in every case. I mean, that's a very, you know, expensive surgery to go through. Not everybody can do it. So, like you said, you know, you do what you can. And it is amazing cases that I've had come in where you would think that without surgery, the dog had very little chance of getting back to normal. But, you know, sure enough, they beat the odds and respond super well to the acupuncture. And do just fine without surgery. And then you kind of like, well, you know, you feel kind of bad for suggesting it in the first place because they've done so well without it. But I think that when you look at the odds, you just have to try to do what's best for the patient and suggest what's best for the patient. And again, that's not going to work every time, but you do what you can for them. And sometimes it winds up for the better anyway.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Now, I'm... When we're talking acupuncture, you said that usually it sometimes there are immediate results, but usually it takes like three or four treatments, maybe about a week apart. Because I remember clients that I've sent to you over the years, and I remember stories you've told me that maybe you're doing farm calls and there's a really rickety old dog that can hardly move, and you do acupuncture when you're there with a horse, and then you come back doing it week and 3 weeks, and then you hit that either the third or the fourth treatment, and then all of a sudden, boom, they're walking great again. So is that kind of typical?
It is pretty typical, you know, and you'll always hate to, I mean, I love it when you get a dog that bounces back right after the first treatment, and that's great. I mean, but if you were to try to tell people that's going to happen with every dog, they're going to get disappointed. And that's one of the things with the Chinese medicine in particular. You know, chiropractic is kind of just the opposite. You usually that. But unlike pharmaceuticals, you know, you take a Rimadyl pill and the dog's, bouncing around like crazy within the next couple of hours, or a prednisone, and it's a very fast-acting steroid. Well, with both the herbs and the acupuncture, it's a slower process, and people have to be patient. I think that as long as the practitioner explains, what's going to happen and everybody's realistic about the time frame that it may take, then it's great. But, sometimes in this culture especially, everybody wants an instantaneous fix, and that's not what this type of medicine is. It's going to be a little bit more of a progressive therapy. The good thing is it also tends to be a cumulative therapy, so you're going to continue to get improvements as you do treatment.
Well, I'm going to say, speaking of timing issues and immediate fixes, we do have a caller on the line, Dr. Mike, and apparently she doesn't have a lot of time to wait, so we're going to give her an instant fix right now, and that's you, Dr. Mike. So we're going to Lake Stevens and Maria. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Mike Saluski.
Oh, hi, Dr. Saluski, and I'm glad you're having him on, Martha. I have a question.
Okay, let's just make sure that Dr. Mike can hear you. Can you hear Maria okay, Mike?
I can hear Maria just fine.
Okay, all right. So go ahead, Maria.
I read in a book about canine acupuncture that there is a particular meridian in the dog's gum. Like if you're looking at the dog straight ahead, you lift up his top lip that's just right above his teeth, and there's right above his teeth, and right above the gum, that right in that gum line in the very center of his front teeth, if you press that, if the dog is not breathing or gone into shock or in a real dire situation, that you press that area on the gum, and it's like turning a push button on to kind of get him to kick back and get the life going again. Now, is that true? And if so, under what circumstances could an owner use that? So the dog is still alive.
Good question, because I've heard something like that too. So, Mike, is that true?
Yes, that's a point that we'll use very frequently in shock or collapse, and even at the clinic I used to work at in the emergency section, they would use it for reviving, say, puppies from a C-section that weren't coming around very well. Now,
they would use it to revive, what did they do?
Typically, when you've got an animal that's in a collapse situation, it's an emergency situation, sometimes finger pressure is not strong enough. And we would actually take a small gauge hypodermic needle, and the technique that you use is you take that needle and you almost peck that point like a chicken, and stimulate it. And it does. And it's been shown even in human beings that you get sort of an immediate cardiotonic or you help the blood pressure pretty much immediately when you start with that point. So it's a very good point for reviving. It is not a point, certainly you can, rub that area in just probably about any animal, and you're not going to get that strong of a response. And so you wouldn't want to do the strong stimulation with a needle unless you really wanted that response. So we do tend to only use that point in mostly emergency situations, but it is very good for that.
And Marie's description of the point was pretty clear to me, but if I were doing it on myself, I'd put my finger like on my front two teeth and move up above to the gum. Is that the point, or can you do it over the lip, or do you have to be down in the gum, or does it matter?
Well, sometimes what we'll do is, if you were to lift up your lip in that juncture where your lip meets the gum line, that's where the point is. And yes, you can massage it through. Again, in an emergency situation, sometimes instead of lifting up the lip, you'll just put the needle straight through the lip down into the gum line, and even all the way to stimulate the bones right underneath that tissue, that gum tissue, and so you're getting a very strong stimulation. Again, it's not a point that, you stimulate on a sort of routine basis. You're going to be using it in an animal that has collapsed. A heat stroke, say you've got a dog that is running in really hot weather, doing agility, and isn't hydrated, or a horse, same type of thing, and you're getting into a heat stroke situation, even if the animal's not completely collapsed, that would be a good way to revive, of course, along with, you know, fluids and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very, very effective point.
And you said it's used sometimes when puppies or kittens would be delivered by cesarean section and they aren't coming too quickly, that's a point to stimulate. So that could happen, too, in maybe live births if a puppy wasn't responding.
Yep. For breeders that are having a litter and they're having a puppy that's really struggling to come around and breathe and pink up, it's a very good point to stimulate that.
And what about, well, like an animal that's been in the hospital for surgery or something and isn't waking up from the anesthesia properly?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. Used it in all those.
Oh, we lost Maria.
So
she must have, but hopefully, Maria, we answered your question, and call us back if there's something more we can do for you. But she did say she was on a time frame. I'm wondering did we talk about like an emergency situation, hit by car sort of thing? Is anything else you can think of that would be a good time to use that pressure point?
Yeah, I mean, I think anything that could induce some type of collapse or unconsciousness in an animal. So whether it's recovery from anesthesia is not going well, the trauma, blood loss, all of those things can help. But again, you're getting some improvement in some emergency situations, but just like we talked about where Western medicine really shines, at the same time, you know, if an animal needs fluid replacement therapy or has had some serious blood loss, that's going to be a temporary thing, and you need to really get the rest of the body taken care of to make sure that it's going to last. And you know, so you get that recovery, and then you need to maintain it with by correcting whatever the imbalance or what's wrong in the animal.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing to know. Now, the other thing I'm wondering is with that pressure point, if you had an emergency situation or somebody who needed to wake up and revive, you're going to use that point. It sounded like you were describing either just pressure on that point or prick, prick, prick with the needle.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm wondering about, because I'm thinking of sort of like Tellington touch, you know, the circle pressure that's used. And
sure.
And I've learned in kind of energy medicine relating to that Tellington touch that to use a counterclockwise pressure to clear and to release, and then a clockwise pressure to stimulate and to heal. Now, would that apply here, the counterclockwise or clockwise pressure, or do you think that doesn't make any difference?
It probably would. We'll use that point sometimes in horses rather than for recovery. You can use it to stimulate appetite a little bit with less pressure, or with injection therapy, certainly, if you've got a mild case, say you've got, instead of a complete collapse, you've got an animal that just is really low in energy and needs a big boost or isn't completely unconscious. Yeah, something like that, and doing a stimulatory pattern on there would be fine.
Yeah, so like a clockwise to stimulate might be better than counterclockwise. That'll be interesting. That's good stuff. So now I want to switch a little bit to chiropractic, in that, you know, with humans, sometimes the objection that humans have, say, well, if I start going to the chiropractor, I feel better, but I got to keep going. It doesn't ever fix it. And I think I've learned to kind of explain that by saying, well, yeah, because, you know, our bodies and our bones, our skeletons don't stay in alignment. The chiropractor can put you back in alignment, but if you go out of alignment, you need that straightened out again. Is that the same with animals, or can you do a chiropractic adjustment on them and you're done?
I think more often than not, you can usually correct the problem. So if you've got a horse, say, that had an accident in the cross ties and sprained its neck, it might only take one or two treatments to correct that problem.
Okay.
And I think that a big part of that is just a lifestyle thing. You know, with us, of course, we're on, you know, two legs, and so our low back especially is going to be taking a lot of stress. We sit in chairs, we drive cars, you know, we pick up things inappropriately, we don't bend our knees, we're out of shape. You know, all of that adds up with people. But even in the performance animals, you know, that repetitive stress, that constant training, and it may not be that we're repeatedly trying to fix the same issue. We may correct, say, a traumatic issue, no problem, pretty quickly. But if you've got an animal that's constantly subjecting itself to a lot of stress, jumping and turning and training, you know, there may be maintenance issues that need to go on, especially for performance. One of the things, too, that I'll find with these performance animals is a lot of it, you may not be correcting really significant pain issues. You might be fixing, you know, the dog going to the park and running around. Nobody would ever know that there is a problem. But when the dog has to do more specific, you know, exercise routines, or they have to do something very precise like doing lead pulls or doing a combination of jumps, and it's not doing those very well or isn't real his attitude changed without doing those things, you know, that can be a really big sign of a chiropractic problem. So it's more about the ability to have sort of optimum movement in the body than a lot of pain issues. And that's what I'm dealing with a lot, is all of a sudden the dog is going through an agility course and is knocking bars, or a dressage horse is not taking the correct canter lead. Again, somebody watching the horse out in the field or on a lunge line, you know, may not really notice any particular problems going on, but when you start asking them to perform, that's when things show up.
Huh, very interesting. All right, now we're going to have to take care of our advertisers and sponsors here in just a moment and then do a quick current events. But we had some folks call in, Dr. Mike, that want us to tell them how they can contact you.
Okay.
First of all, they want to know where in Sumner they can see you.
Oh, sure. That's it. Sumner Veterinary Clinic.
Sumner Veterinary Clinic, okay.
Yeah, or Veterinary Hospital, I guess it is.
Veterinary Hospital, okay.
And their number is
253-863-2258. Mm-hmm. Sumner Veterinary Hospital, 253-863-2258.
And then they could contact me directly down here in the Oregon area, and my number down here is 503-508-5738.
Do not call him now. He's on the phone with me, okay? So you can't call him until after the show. Then you can call him.
You want me to give you my email address, too?
Yes, let's say we've got 503-508-5738 is your phone number. And then Hindsight Veterinary Care is the name of your practice, and I believe you have a website, don't you?
Yeah, and that's Hindsight Care, all one word.
Hindsight Care, and that's HINDSIGHT, hindsightcare.com?
Correct.
Okay, and then your email address
is Dr. Mike, and that's just DRMIKE.
DRMIKE
at hindsightcare.com.
Whoa, that's pretty easy. Dr.
Yep.
Mike, I bet even Benny could do that. See if he's paying attention. He is. Okay. All right. So we'll give you all that again in the next hour, folks. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors right now. We'll come back, do a quick current events, and then finish out the hour with Dr. Mike. And then we got another whole hour to go, so stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including three distinct certification courses in animal massage. Short workshops in animal massage and other related topics are also available.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to NWSAM.com for registration details.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home-cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. That's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. Keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water, and voila! You've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There is a Missing Link formula for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other critters like house rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula and a horse formula, and a Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health, and you can call them at 800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387, or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Dogs and cats can experience bad breath, gas, and intestinal discomfort even with a healthy diet. OptiGest is a complete formula of four plant-based enzymes and is the food for the healthy bacteria which supports the natural balance that can be upset by diet change, travel or separation, or the normal aging process. OptiGest has no inactive ingredients or fillers. OptiGest's natural formula supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Go to inclover.com/optigest for more information.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've known the good folks at Invisible Fence Northwest for more than 20 years now. And like me, they love helping people solve their pet-related problems. Their humane solutions can keep your animal friend from darting out the front door or safe within your yard. Keep pets off furniture and counters or out of bedrooms and kitchens. Their gentle training methods allow your animal friends to discover boundaries on their own terms. Go to InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800. FENC. Tell them I sent you and you'll save $100. So call them for a free in-home evaluation and estimate today.
The Gary Mann Show has found a winter home on Saturdays immediately following Manson Mitchell in the morning.
We welcome Marcy Shimoff at 10 a.m. to discuss her new book, Love for No Reason, following her international bestseller, Happy for No Reason.
Then stay for the Gary Mann Show at 11 when Terry Loving reveals the secrets to social networking and marketing that really works. So have pen and paper handy.
At noon, meet Cassandra and Selena Cloverleaf, identical twins who have shared telepathic and other psychic experiences since early childhood.
Saturday morning, starting at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Posado's Safe Haven rescues and rehabilitates dogs, cats, and farm animals that may not have another chance. Money is often the deciding factor between life and death for an animal in need. Bogey is a large but gentle Rottweiler Shepherd mix that Posado's saved from euthanasia. Even though Bogey is blossoming under their care, a new family for the holidays would be a wish come true for this sweet boy. Please consider adopting one of their rescued animals or making a donation. For more information, visit PosadoSafeHaven.org or call 360-793-9393.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just winding down the second hour of our New Year's edition of Animal World. We've got another hour to go. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Right now, before we run out of time in this hour, it's time for current events. And we'll forego the current events music because we just won't ask Benny to do that much. Did you know that Benny was born in Alaska? We didn't know. We found this all out on the break.
Back in,
this is a current event. Benny was born in Alaska. Exactly. Benny grew up in Alaska.
It'll be 34 years ago in 2 days that I was born. January 4th, 1977. Yeah,
see,
is that all? Thank you.
We can ground him too, Sky. You're just a baby. You and Gary both will be.
I know. We are. No, born and raised in Soldotna, just south of the Kenai, which is, if you don't know where anything is in Alaska, if you're familiar with the area, so you know where Anchorage is. So south on the Kenai is just below Anchorage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then how many years of your life did you spend in Alaska?
I was there till about, let's see, I moved in 90, so I was just 13 or 14.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I spent now most of my life here.
So did your whole family move down here, or did you bail?
No, we all came down here.
You ran away at 13?
I ran away. It was nicer down here. No, I take that back. The weather that we're experiencing here in Seattle, how cold it is just flashbacks to what I'm used to. I mean, literally, I've been in negative 40, minus 40 with a wind chill of 15, minus below. I mean, it's like...
I can't even to imagine minus 40 degrees.
This is when we were kids. You could spit out the window, and it would freeze before it hit the ground. That's how cold... Yeah, that's how cold it was.
Fun would that be?
I know,
see Scotty spitting out the window.
He's like, all right.
Watching it freeze before it hits the ground.
It was so cold.
That would be a guy thing, and of course, I was a tomboy, so I'd be doing it too. Wow, how fun would that be?
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
brings
man.
Back the days.
Don't stick your tongue on any metal poles in Alaska, that's for sure.
No, that's for sure. Everyone tried to get everybody else to do it, and we're not stupid.
Well, that's a good thing.
It only takes one person in the school to do it.
Yeah,
and everyone else knows.
All right, let's see. I think I got distracted. We're doing current events.
Yes,
of course,
we are.
This whole day has been distracted. Did you hear we were locked out this morning? And then there's no board offer? Again? Oh, man. If you weren't here for the first hour of the show, you missed some excitement. Okay, let's see. What's on the current event schedule? All right. This is the Northwest Stream thing, Gary, or Benny, that you found in our email.
Okay.
We do a lot of press releases and announcements for events up at the, sponsored by the Adopt a Stream Foundation at the Northwest Stream Center. And the opening of the Northwest Stream Center is another step closer. They have received a $150,000 challenge grant to build raised boardwalk interpretive trails. You remember they did that somewhere else, and we were talking about it on the air not too long ago and how neat that is. But they need donations now because they got to have $150,000 donated so they get this other $150,000 and get this all built. And boy, they're doing some great programs. So if you would like to send a check, I'm going to give you a mailing address now, and then I'll give you a website address. And if you miss any of these details, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on Current Events. You'll find all this stuff here. But if you want to send a check, you send it to Adopt a Stream Foundation, care of the Northwest Stream Center, and their address is 600 128th Street Southeast in Everett. 98208. More information, you can call them at 425-316-8592 or go to the website www.streamkeeper.org. All right, now this is your mark your calendars ahead, a wine tasting and fundraiser for rescues. It's kind of like a triple whammy. It's going to be Saturday, March 12th, 2011.
Wow. I like the triple whammy, though. The wine and the...
Well, it's actually because it's benefiting three different rescues. That's the triple whammy.
Of course.
Now, you can probably get triple whammy with wine if you want to.
That's what I'm saying. Be careful.
Yeah, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at a canine experience in Snohomish. Pre-sale tickets are $20, and then showboat tables... that are limited, of course, ooh, are $30. And there's 5 different websites that you can go to for information about this event. So if you can do websites, you can obviously do mine. So I'm not going to read you these 5 different email addresses. You go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Current Events, you'll find the Wine Tasting Fundraiser for Rescues, and then you can get the details, buy your tickets ahead. And let's see, I think that's about Remember, Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive, who was with our Christmas gift to you last week, she will be starting her visits again on the third Saturday of every month at Friends Philosophy and Tea this month. So the third Saturday of January, Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive at Friends Philosophy and Tea from 7 to 10 p.m. There's a $10 cover, and everyone will have the opportunity to connect with their loved ones, animals or human, on the other side. Kim makes sure that always happens. So that's it for current events, other than to tell you next week, it's just me. kind of like, fortunately, today we had Dr. Mike, but next week it's just me. Now, I might have a surprise for you because...